Like every time I need to remind myself that, yes, you were there, you did it, you actually did it. That's a really good tip for everyone and anyone. Like if you feel like you need to stop, then yes, you should stop. And then we met again in Roncesvalles, but because they were walking slower than me, of course we lost each other and we never changed numbers.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to El Camino People, the podcast. One more time today, we're talking about the Camino Santiago. And I have the great pleasure of talking with a dear friend that I met when she was coming to Pamplona. As I always say, you know, I live in Pamplona. I love to show my city around to pilgrims. I'm not really boring. Sometimes I may be a little bit, but I try to show you the little things, you know, that I think they're interesting. And when you're coming on a pilgrimage, sometimes you don't need the whole explanation. You just need a, you know, see in a couple places, go for a couple pinchos, enjoy the city. And I truly believe that the best way to discover a town is with a local. So if you come to Pamplona, if you come to pass through here, send me a message on Instagram, on Facebook or whatever, like Nina did. And she was able to discover Pamplona with me. Hi, Nina. How are you doing?
Hi, Jose. I'm good. Thank you. It's a bit boring here, but it's okay.
Why boring?
Oh, you know, it's not the Camino.
I know. So, and
every day is the same.
When was the time that you were in Pamplona? Because for me, you know, it's so weird. After walking, it seems like it was 5 years ago, but it also seems like it was yesterday.
Yeah, it feels the same way. I think it was the second week of May. I'm not sure, actually. I kind of lost with the time on my Camino, but I started it in May, so it was like the first week. Yeah, it was in the beginning of May. Yeah,
and it was amazing weather. So I remember that it was great weather at the time. So that's the beginning of the peak season, and more when people start coming, and we have a great time visiting Pamplona.
Yes, it's actually my whole Camino from May to almost the end of June, the weather was great. Like I needed to use my, how do you call it, cover?
Poncho.
Poncho, yeah, for like 3 days or something. So It was amazing. A bit hot at the end, but actually always sunny, always beautiful weather. So it was great in Pamplona as well, I remember. Yeah.
So before we start, as you always know, we always do the 1 minute questionnaire. This is the Luxus questions.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is just to throw whatever comes into your mind. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
No, but who cares? Let's go. Your first Camino.
Oh, Francis, this year.
One city.
Murcia.
One meal.
Tapas.
A memory.
My birthday.
A happy moment.
When I met with the old Camino family after we separated.
One color.
It's the pink when the sun is rising or setting.
Smell.
Oh, the sea.
Coffee with milk or espresso?
Oh, with milk. Café con leche.
Tortilla with onions or without onions?
Without. Hate onions. I hate it. Yeah, I know. I'm a terrible
person. We are finishing the interview right now. This is the shortest interview ever done in the Camino People podcast. You don't like onions?
No, I hate them.
At all. Nothing, not even salad, not even cooked, not even caramelized, nothing.
No, only like in chips or, you know, like, but that's if I have to, but not. When we in Hungary, we are always cooking like chopped onions, put it in oil or grease, and I'm like skipping that. I'm always skipping that.
That's what we do in Europe and every little country that's surrounded by the Mediterranean or has really good cuisine. We cook with onions and garlic.
I know. I hate them.
Wow. Okay. It's your way, but onions or tortilla. No matter what I say. It's one of those funny fights, you know, in the Camino.
Yeah. That,
you know, with the tortilla with cebolla, but never met anyone yet so no onions like you. And like some people are like, I don't like it. I prefer not to. I can eat it, but again, yeah. I don't like ham. So for this, me, you know, I understand that sometimes there's some things that you don't like.
This was like the thing when I went into somewhere and I was like, oh, what's that? Does it have onions or no? Because if no, then I can eat it. If it doesn't, no, let's try another one.
I would probably say like probably 40% of the any meal or prepared meal in Spain has onions in some kind of way.
Yes, I know.
And probably I would guess in Hungary also the same, no?
Yeah, it is. I can eat it if I have to.
Yeah, but you don't want to. Yeah, it's not like you're allergic, but it's really something that you dislike. For me, the jamón is the same. Like I can eat it I have to, but I don't, even if it's chopped small, you know, I can feel the flavor.
Yeah.
So I get it. Okay, here we go with my camera. My camera is having fun these days, sorry. Anyway, the first question that I ask everyone is, how did you find out about the Camino de Santiago? How did you discover that the Camino de Santiago existed?
Actually, I don't remember. I remember that at some point in my life, I just knew about it. Maybe someone was like talking about it. I don't know. I really don't remember. I was like 14 or 15 years old. So I just knew, you know, I heard the calling, so I just knew I have to do it. It was always on my list when I was making my big plans for my life when I get older. So it just happened, actually. Like, I knew about it and then I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do it someday. So,
and the Camino is quite big in Hungary. I'm like, there's a huge community of people from Hungary. It's quite interesting that I interview a couple of Hungarians, and also there's even some Hungarians that own albergues in the Camino.
I don't know if it's a big thing or not, because actually some people like heard about it and some people cannot imagine what is it, like what's the Camino. So I actually don't know, because we have our own Camino, but I didn't know about the Hungarian base, so it's different. I think I don't know if
And how did you decide it, and when did you say, you know, it's my time, I need to go to the Camino and I want to walk the Camino Francés?
Well, I think like 4 years ago or 5 years ago, I'm not sure, I wanted to go when I finished my university. I was like ready to go. I got money and, you know, I didn't have a job. So I was like, I can do it after my diploma. And then, a funny story, my face got disabled, half of my face. I don't know if you... Like